What's up, guys? We're just going to jump right in today. So as you remember from my last podcast, you know, I talked about the trenches, the reasoning behind the name of the podcast. It was part one of a part three series I'm doing. And I hope that the message encouraged you, the listener, to pray, to seek God, you know, and to find out where the trenches are in your own city. You know, to go and seek out the areas that are neglected in your town, you know, to go and love the ones who feel unloved, to go and, you know, step out of your way to be help to the helpless. You know, I just really hope that it encouraged and inspired you to make your own action, to put your feet, you know, to the faith in that regard. So, what's happened since the last podcast? Since the last episode that I did, there has been a whole lot that has happened. I'm telling you, it's like super speed the way that God's been moving. It's been about, man, it's coming up to a year. About a year that I have been back in the neighborhood. In my city, North Toledo. Shout out Northside. All my Northside people. Family. Friends. You know. Man. It's been about a year. This January. That I've been, you know, back in the neighborhood. Hanging out. Spending time. Getting to know folks. And this year has been wild. As everyone knows, it's been COVID. Church has been shut down. Bars been shut down. Everything been shut down. But I'm telling you that God had no intentions in shutting down what he's been doing in this neighborhood. Huh. I'm telling you this overlooked, neglected part of our city. God's brilliance, his light, his majesty, his favor. And even his justice has been made evident and known to this neighborhood and to a community in this area. It's been beautiful. There's been relationships formed with families, all ages, kids, mothers, fathers, grandparents, cousins. Man, I'm telling you, like, the Lord has brought together and created friendships and connections and just family with folks in this neighborhood that my sister and I have gotten to know, gotten to love and cherish, man. We cherish these relationships. They're so beautiful. You know, they're precious to us. And man, we've constantly been doing events through COVID. No mask. You know what I'm saying? We're wearing no mask. We're not requiring anyone to wear a mask. Some of them we did face painting. We did a few outdoor outreaches. In the October months, we did an awesome fall festival. It was so dope. We had, we had just gracious businesses and greenhouses that actually are local in our area, give us pumpkins. They gave up, man, total, we probably had like 30, 40 pumpkins. We brought all these pumpkins. We brought paint. The kids got to paint the pumpkins, man. They got paint all over them, all over the pumpkins, all over their clothes. Shoot, we didn't think about that, but their parents were, they were cool with it. Like, they were having a good time. You know, and we've just been able to see how we had bonfires, man. We were set up, man. We had the whole event popping. Instead of Halloween, we did a little fall festival for the kids and for the neighborhood. We had chili, man. We had the works, and God just, he poured out with abundance. Thank you for every donor and everybody that sewed into the events that we've done. We've just seen the love of the Lord and the generosity of the saints just come all over this thing, just in abundance, so that this neighborhood and this community and these people could be blessed and loved and encouraged that God is for them, that God does care about them, and that they are seen. They're not unseen, and God is on their side. And we just hope to be the tangible demonstration of God's heart towards the neighborhood and towards anybody that we come across. So Ashley and I, she's my sister, she was a missionary, man, for years. She's been in the Philippines. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last podcast, but she was in the Philippines even during COVID. She kind of got stuck there. It was pretty crazy. And thankfully she was able to get back home to Ohio. She's back here now, and I really started to see the Lord move and use me in North Toledo, in this neighborhood. Before she was back from her missions, while she was still overseas, I was starting to see relationships formed with two of the kids in the neighborhood, and being able to speak into their lives and just love on them, and share the gospel with them. And then when Ashley came here, it was like the missing piece to the puzzle. It was like everything clicked. And God just gave her the heart for North Toledo. He just gave her the heart that I was given for this neighborhood and for these wonderful families and community. And now, her and I are just, this is our life. Like, this is literally our free time. We go and we spend time with these families. We go and spend time with their kids. And we've been doing Bible studies with the kids. We actually just got to do a Bible study for the first time in another family's house. So cool. We've been in two homes on the same street, invited in, and we've done Bible studies with the families and with the kids. And if that ain't the Lord, then I don't know what is. And if COVID thinks it can stop what the Lord wants to do, I don't know who COVID thinks that is, because COVID ain't stopped nothing. We have not stopped. We continue to meet. We continue to love. We continue to provide a place of fun and just security and safety and hope for these kids, man. Like, I just don't get it how a virus, a pandemic, is in someone's mind a reason to stop doing the work of God, to stop loving our neighbor. And I'm not saying that nobody else is doing that, but I'm just saying that those who are getting flack for being out here and putting in work and risking their lives, which if you're a child of God, you shouldn't even be worried about losing your life of COVID or anything. We have an eternal dwelling, and that's with Christ, and that's in God, and that's in heaven forever. So we shouldn't even be fearing death, and we sure shouldn't be fearing a virus. that's my opinion. That's where I stand. That's where I will stand until I die. That it doesn't matter what the level of risk something is. We have a God who was all-powerful, who was all-knowing, and who died on the cross, who shed his blood so that we could live in the protection and the blessing and the favor and in the hand of our Lord, so we don't have to fear death or anything that would come against us. That gets me fired up, you know what I'm saying? Because we have had people come against us and pick apart some things that we're doing because we're not following guidelines of so-and-so that our city mandates. You know what? We'll answer to God for that. And nobody that's come to these events has ever gotten COVID. We've been doing events this entire pandemic. We ain't stopped. We've been doing, and we've done some big events, and we've done some small, close together events. And the Lord God Almighty and His Holy Spirit has protected us and every person that's come, and nobody has gotten COVID. That is a testimony of our God, and that is what faith does. Faith makes the impossible possible. And we're not stopping. We don't plan on stopping because Jesus Christ is walking in this neighborhood. He is talking in this neighborhood. He is teaching in this neighborhood. He is healing bodies in this neighborhood. We're seeing miracles for real. And he's bringing families together and he's creating something that no devil and no darkness can stop. And we've seen darkness. We've seen darkness. There's shootings. On the news, we show up to the neighborhood and someone got killed 5 minutes before we showed up. Well, a couple weeks ago, 6 people were shot over on, it's called, man, I can't think of the name of the street right now. But 6 people were shot, you know what I'm saying? And a bullet went through someone's home and could have killed someone, but it shot him and got him in the arm. But if he was in any other place in his house, it probably would have killed him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the devil ain't stopping. These bullets haven't stopped flying. These drugs haven't been stopped being sold and people's souls being snatched away and taken to hell because of addiction. So we're not stopping. That's for the devil to hear and every naysayer. We are not stopping. The devil isn't stopped and we're not stopping. And I'm grateful to God that he's given us faith. He's given us boldness. He's given us authority to take and to release his kingdom into this neighborhood, because we've seen wicked folks. We've seen the wicked driven out of this neighborhood that have given kids drugs and that have caused disruption between neighbors, bring gossip and just false accusations. We've seen God drive folks out of the neighborhood for the sake of the kids and for the sake of the people that live in this neighborhood and want peace. And we're going to contend for that until we see the whole street saved, until we see the whole street come together, until we see gangs of opposite sides reconcile, until we see gangsters turn into Christians, until we see drug addicts set free and delivered and glorifying our God and preaching the gospel to their drug dealer and to their other addict friends. Come on. This is what we believe for. This is what we contend for, and this is what we will see. We have already seen children come into the understanding of who God is and what he has for them, their true identity, and that they can become something other than what is expected of them from their own family and the streets. We have seen shift. We have seen things shift within children. We have seen attitudes. We have seen language. We have seen profanity drop because of the acknowledgement of God, because of the acknowledgement of the holiness of God, the love of God, and the lifestyle of Jesus that does not approve of the things of this world and that encourages the things of godliness and that makes them cool. We don't got to make God cool. God's already been cool. God's already been the hottest thing in the block. God's already been the thing that's popping. They're just opening their eyes and they're recognizing that that is the truth and that they've been lied to. I hope that this podcast encourages you. I really hope that it encourages you to rethink how you're moving and how you're operating during COVID. I'm not telling you to wear a mask, and I'm not telling you to not wear a mask. I'm not telling you to do anything regarding social distancing and all that, whatever. But I'm telling you, have you prayed, or has God asked you, or has God spoken to you, or have others encouraged you to go, to step past the fear, to even be willing to do something opposite of the majority, what they're saying, and be hated for it, and ostracized and criticized? I hope that if that's what's happening, that you would say, you know what? I'm going to try this out. I'm going to step out in faith. I'm going to take a risk because I know my God got my back. Because I know if God said it, then I can trust it and I can walk it out. And that's what we're doing. Look, we've had so many words from God. Whew. We have had so many words from God's prophetic words from others and words that God has spoken to me and my sister individually. And I'm telling you this right now. No hood is too far from God. No person is too far from God. No culture is too far from God. And he is right there, ready, open arms for them to run to their father, ready to run to the refuge, ready to run to the shelter, to run to the one who created them from dust, who breathed life into their nostrils, who wrote the days of their lives down in a book in heaven. And he wants them to walk out his destiny and purpose. He wants them to become child of God and not children of wrath, children of Satan. I've got a lot more to share. This was a shorter podcast, but I believe that what has been spoken, the Holy Spirit will speak to your hearts. The Holy Ghost will speak to your hearts, and that you will choose to believe the word of the Lord over your life. And that if it's to go into the inner city of your community, of your neighborhood, even if you've never done it or you're the first one, go. You will not regret it. Or if that's start a homeless ministry, start it. Or if that's take care of the sick, then start that. Whatever God is calling or pulling you towards, whatever he is tugging you on, I'm telling you, don't question it. Run with all your strength and with all your hope and faith in what he has said. And you will see the miracles of God. You will see the kingdom of heaven transform the earth as you begin to walk out what he has spoken. I love y'all. I bless y'all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. And the podcasts will continue. See you later.